Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. We all have moments when we pray and wait. We raise our hands. We whisper words only God hears. We ask for relief from worry, from pain, from pressure. And this hadith is relevant to that moment. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his whole progeny, gave us a powerful key in just one sentence. He said, "Whoever wants their supplication to be answered and their hardship to be removed, let them relieve someone who is in difficulty." Pause for a moment. This hadith flips the way we usually think. We often ask, how can my problems go away? How can my dua be accepted? And the Prophet answers, help someone else first. Help someone else. Because relief is not only something we ask for, it's something we give. Think about it. When someone is struggling financially, emotionally, mentally, and you ease their burden, even a little, you are doing more than kindness. You are opening a door between earth and heaven. This hadith teaches us that God connects our healing to the healing of others, not because God needs us, but because we need to grow. When you lift someone who is burdened, your heart softens, your ego shrinks, and your perspective widens. And suddenly, your own problems feel lighter. Not always gone, but lighter. Because mercy attracts mercy. Relieving someone in hardship doesn't always mean money. Sometimes it's time, it's like patience, it's listening without judgment, it's simply choosing not to make life harder for them. A kind word, a delayed payment, a quiet favor no one sees. And here is the beautiful part. The person you help may never know that they were the person with the reason your dua was answered. Your prayer rises not just with words, but with action. So the next time you feel overwhelmed, trapped, or unheard, look around. Who is struggling near you? Who needs relief, even in a small way? Because the Prophet is teaching us this truth. If you want your hardship lifted, become relief for someone else. And you have to make a habit out of it. Make it a habit. And in that moment, while you're easing their burden, God may already be easing yours. Isn't that amazing? God wants us to connect not only with Him, but to people. Not only to people, but to our true selves. Because we are, divine. If we are truly human, we are divine. Today, some people put humanity against religion or vice versa. But I say that true humanity is preserved in religion. True humanity is defined with God. And without God, we would forget our true selves. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد